个福音书的作者。
John will spend half of his gospel on the last week of Jesus' life.
这四本福音书作者不同，其中约翰他花了大半本书的时间来记载主耶稣受难之前这一周的事情。
So that last week that Jesus was alive on earth, we call it his Passion Week.
主耶稣在这世上的最后一周，我们称它为主耶稣的受难周。
The events really start with Saturday night in the little town of Bethany, just across the Mount of Olives from Jerusalem.
这一切都是从星期六的晚上在这个伯大尼这个小镇。
And if you look at John chapter 12, we can read about that.
我们可以翻到这个约翰福音十二章。
So I'm going to read some scripture for you now.
接下来我会读一些经文。
This is John 12:1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead.
在十二章第一节说，逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。
Verse 2 says, There they made a supper, and Martha served.
第二节说，有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席，马大侍候。
And the rest of those verses then described what I mentioned earlier, where Mary comes in and pours the expensive ointment on the feet of Jesus.
这一段经文后面就是在描述我刚才提到的玛利亚进来，把这个极贵重的香膏抹在了耶稣的脚上。
So we say the Passion Week of Jesus really began Saturday night in the little town of Bethany, which is about a mile and a half from Jerusalem.
所以我们提到耶稣受难周的时候，他是从之前的那个周六晚上，在这个大概离耶路撒冷不远的伯大尼开始的。
Then the next event in that week was what we call Palm Sunday. We celebrated that here a couple of weeks ago.
接下来在这上面记载的下一个事情就是我们叫做叫宗之主日，就是我们之前在这里有提到的。
And so I'll read a couple of verses starting verse 12 now. This would be Sunday afternoon of Passion Week on Palm Sunday, John 12:12.
接下来我会读约翰福音十二章十二节。就是在那个宗之主日的下午。
On the next day, much people that were come to the feast when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem.
第二天有许多上来过节的人，听见耶稣将到耶路撒冷。
Verse 13 says, They took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord.
十三节中说到，他们就拿着棕树枝出去迎接他，喊着说：“何塞纳，奉主名来的以色列王，是应当称颂的。”
Verse 14, And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon as it was written, Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh sitting on an ass's colt.
后面记载说，耶稣得了一个驴驹，就骑上，如经上所记的说：“西安的民呐，不要惧怕，你的王骑着驴驹来了。”
And so here we have Jesus now, riding on this young animal, whereon no one had ever sat.
这里我们就看到主耶稣骑在这个驴驹上。
And he's riding up toward the eastern gate, which leads into the city of Jerusalem.
他就骑着这个驴朝着耶路撒冷的这个东门走去。
That may say something about that eastern gate.
让我来给大家说一下关于这个门。
If you ever go to Israel, and by the way, we're going again next March, but when we go to Israel, we'll notice the eastern gate is all walled shut. You can't go through it.
如果你去到以色列的话，顺便提一句，我们明年的三月份会再去到以色列。这个东面的这个门是被关住的，没有人可以从那儿进去。
Now the eastern gate is where the king rides through going into the city.
这个东面这个门是只供王这个君王使用的。
And on that Palm Sunday, Jesus would have ridden through the eastern gate on into the temple area.
所以在那个宗之主日，主耶稣就是通过这个东面这个门，进到了这个圣殿的旁边。
Now when the Romans destroyed Jerusalem and the temple in the year A.D. 70,
当罗马人去毁坏这个圣殿，毁坏耶路撒冷的时候。
With the rise of Islam in the 7th century, the Muslims walled that gateway opening with stones and mortars. It's a solid wall there. You can only see the outline of the gate.
然后当时那个穆斯林就拿那个石头和这个把这个门糊起来，所以大家现在只能看到那个门的轮廓。
And then outside, they have put a Muslim cemetery just outside the gate.
所以他们在这个门的外面就放了他们这个穆斯林的一个东西。
Now they understand Scripture well enough to know that Christ, when he comes back to earth, will come as king, and he will go through that eastern gate.
因为他们知道经上记着说，当主再来的时候，要从这个东面这个门经过。
So the Muslims have the idea that if they can put a cemetery there, that'll stop Jesus. He wouldn't go through a cemetery because he would be considered unclean to go through a cemetery. So that's how they're going to keep him from going into the city.
所以他们这个穆斯林人就在这个东门口就建了一个墓地，然后因为他们知道如果神再来的时候经过这个墓地再进门的话，就表示他是不圣洁的，这样子他们就试图去阻止主再来的时候从这个东面这个门进来。
But I have an idea it's going to take more than a cemetery to stop Jesus when he wants to go through that eastern gate.
但是这个墓地不能阻止主耶稣。
So that was Sunday afternoon of Passion Week.
这是这个耶稣受难周的星期天的下午。
They're waving the palm trees. Matthew and Mark tell us they threw cloths on the ground in front of the donkey.
经上也记着说他们在挥舞着这个棕树枝，人们把衣服铺在路上，让这个驴从上面走过。
And this word Hosanna really is a Hebrew word Hoshianu, which means "Save us now, we pray."
他们所喊的这个何塞纳其实是希伯来文，意思就是说主现在救我们。
So that's Palm Sunday.
就是我们说的棕枝主日。
Now, in the public life of Christ, nothing is going to happen until Thursday afternoon when it's time to kill the Passover lamb.
直到这个星期四下午，他们杀逾越节羔羊的时候，好像中间都不会有什么事情。
And you know the events. Thursday evening at sundown was the Passover meal, and that night were the trials, and the next day was Good Friday when Jesus was hung on the cross.
我们都知道，星期四的晚上太阳下山的时候，他们宰杀逾越节的羔羊，然后后来主耶稣受审，被捕受审，然后死在十字架上。
The time between Palm Sunday and Passover on Thursday of that week is called by scholars "In the Shadows with Jesus."
从这个棕枝主日到这个宰杀逾越节羔羊的这个星期四之间的这个事情，没有就是很明显的这个记载，有些人叫他说是在这个耶稣这个阴影就影子下面。
We know that during that quiet Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we know that he drove the money changers out of the temple again.
我们知道在看上去很安静的这个周一、周二、周三，主耶稣从这个圣殿里面赶出了那些狡诈的那些人。
That was the time when he came out and they saw the fig tree with no figs and he cursed the fig tree.
也是在那期间他诅咒了那个无花果树，因为他不结果子。
And he did a lot of teaching just quietly with intimate groups with the 12 apostles.
在这期间他也有很多的这个对十二使徒的一些教导。
Somewhere in those days is where our lesson is that I want to read you this morning.
其中有一天他有一个教导，我今天很想要跟大家分享。
And I want to go to verse 20 now, John 12, verse 20.
我们来看约翰福音十二章二十节。
Again, we don't know what day it was, it doesn't matter, but it says in verse 20, and there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast.
我们不知道具体的是哪一天，但是也不重要。第二十节中说到，那时上来过节礼拜的人中有几个希腊人。
The same came to, therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we would see Jesus."
他们来见加利利伯塞大的腓力，求他说，先生，我们愿意见耶稣。
And Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus.
腓力去告诉安德烈，安德烈同腓力去告诉耶稣。
Verse 23, and Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified.
第23节中, 耶稣说道, 人子得荣耀的时候到了。
Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit.
我实实在在地告诉你们, 一粒麦子不落在地里死了, 仍旧是一粒, 若是死了, 就结出许多子粒来。
I want to skip down to verse 27 just for the sake of time. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour.
因为时间关系我就跳到第27节,他说,我现在心里忧愁,我说什么才好呢?父啊,救我脱离这时候,但我原是为这时候来的。
Now I want to pick a verse out of Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Tie in here, Hebrews 6:1.
我们这里我想要提到一节经文是在希伯来书第六章第一节。
And I just want to go to that little phrase which says, "Let us go on to perfection."
我只是想提到这里面有一个短语叫做竭力进到完全的地步。
Now let me say something about that word perfection.
让我先来解释一下这个词完全。
In the Holiness Church, we talk a lot about Christian perfection.
我们会说很多关于这个基督徒的完全。
And that scares a lot of people. That's kind of intimidating.
这个词也许会吓到很多人, 让很多人觉得不知所措。
It simply means to reach that place in life, in your Christian life, where you totally belong to Jesus.
它实际上指的是在你作为基督徒的生活中, 达到那个你完全属于基督的地步。
It's what we have called for many years entire sanctification.
这也是我们很多年一直说的是完全的成圣。
Paul the Apostle talks about being among those who are perfect.
这个保罗说到这个要完全，要凡我们中间凡是完全的。
One time he said, "Let as many of us who are perfect."
就凡我们所
So the goal for every believer of Jesus is to be made perfect in Christ.
所以对于每一个主耶稣的跟随者来说, 我们的目标都是应该在得到这样子的完全。
If you're truly a believer in Christ today, you're never satisfied with your spiritual life. You're always aspiring to do better.
如果你真的是一个基督的门徒，是一个跟随耶稣的人的话，你永远不会对自己的属灵生活感到满足，你永远想要做得更好。
You never reach a place where you're satisfied with yourself.
你永远都不会觉得我对自己很满足，很满意了。There
was a famous saying by an Englishman back in the 1600s who said this, He who ceases to improve ceases to be good.
就是在之前有一句很有名的英文的谚语是说，想要进步的人总是可以做到更好。So
the goal of all of us should be this idea of Christian perfection.
所以对我们来说，我们的目标应该是这个基督的完全。The
Hebrew writer says, "Let us go on to perfection."
在希伯来书中，作者说到，让我们竭力进入到完全的地步。Now
everybody has goals.
我们每个人都有目标。
You need goals.
我们需要目标。
I heard an old preacher one time say something like this, He who aims at nothing generally hits it.
有一个很年长的这个布道家他以前说过这样一句话说，如果一个人的目标是无有，是什么都不是，那他也很容易达到这个目标。
Do you know when you come to church you should have goals?
你知道吗？你每次来教会的时候应该是带着目标来的。
When I was a pastor, I said to people, you generally get out of a church service what you expect to get out of it.
当我还是牧师的时候，我曾经对别人说，你从正道中得到的是，其实是你期待所或者你设那个目标想要得到的。Those
who come to church and don't expect anything, that's usually what they get, nothing.
如果你来教会，你不期待得到任何东西，那么通常你也不会得到任何东西。
And along with that, I like to say that you get out of a service what you put into it.
所以你得到的，从信息中你得到的，其实是你自己花时间你放进去的东西。
Now, when Jesus came into the world, he had some goals.
当主耶稣来到这个世界的时候，他也是带着目标来的。
In his mind, his goal was to die for the sins of the world.
在他心中，他的目标就是为这世上的罪死。
The book of Hebrews says that he might also sanctify the people he suffered without the gate.
所以希伯来书中就说到，耶稣要用自己的血叫百姓成圣，也就在城门外受苦。
In that passage that I read you, let us go on to perfection. That word perfection means to reach the goal.
其实这个完全这个词它本身的意思就是说要达成目标。
I read a preacher one time who said Jesus was the only child ever born who was born to die.
我曾经读到一个伟大的布道家，他说耶稣是唯一一个生下来就是为了死的孩子。
His goal was to make it to the cross.
他的目标就是要上到十字架上。
Another great scholar said, when Jesus was born, there was no room in the inn.
另一个布道家说到说，当耶稣诞生的时候，客店里没有地方。
And that's right, Mary and Joseph didn't have reservations at Motel 6, did they?
确实是这样子的，因为玛利亚和约瑟他们当时并没有在酒店里订房间。
And yet William Barclay said about no room in the inn, he says, the only place ever reserved for our Lord is a cross on Mount Calvary.
所以巴克莱在评价说客店里没有地方时，他就说到说唯一为我们 主耶稣所留的位置就是在哥哥他上的那个十字架。
Now I have an idea that these Greeks who came to see Jesus,really turned out to be sort of an obstruction for him. There are hindrance in him keeping his goal, and I'll comment a little bit more about that in a minute or two.
所以让我看到说这些希腊人来找耶稣其实是来干扰他，让他没有办法达成他的目标。
Now we don't know how much Satan knows.
我们不知道撒旦知道多少。
Sometimes we treat the devil as though he knows everything, but he doesn't.
有时候我们以为撒旦知道一切，但其实他并不知道。
But it seems as though he had some premonition that Christ was going to become the sin bearer of the world, and Satan did everything he could to stop Jesus from getting to the cross.
但是他好像知道主耶稣要死在十字架上担当世界的罪，所以他尝试了各种的方式去阻止主耶稣达成他的目标。
Jesus grew up in Galilee, and we don't hear much out of him after the manger. After they get back from Egypt, we don't hear anything about Jesus for 12 years.
我们知道主耶稣是小时候是在加利利，但是有十二年的时间好像我们没有听到任何关于他的故事。
And then at the age of 12, when they went to Jerusalem for the Passover, you remember they were going back to Galilee and they discovered Jesus was not traveling with them.
当主耶稣十二岁的时候，他们去耶路撒冷然后敬拜，然后敬拜结束之后过节从耶路撒冷回到加利利的时候，发现主耶稣没有跟他们。
So they go looking for him and found him in the temple.
他们就去寻找主耶稣，最后在圣殿里发现了他。
And he said to his mother and father, "Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business?"
所以他对他的父母就说，我是要去寻求去做我父的旨意。
In my classes at the college, there's always a lot of discussion. How much did Mary and Joseph understand about Jesus? That he's something special. He's God in flesh.
在我们在学校里讨论的时候，经常我们会这样讨论说，玛利亚和约瑟他们到底知道，就关于耶稣是世界救主，是道成肉身这件事，他们到底知道多少
？Now we understand God could not save us from heaven; He had to come to earth to do it where we are.
我们知道神不能直接从天上救我们，而他要来到这个世界上，来到我们所在的中间。
And so that miracle of miracles is when Christ was conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary.
所以这就是一个很神奇的神迹，就是主耶稣由圣灵感孕，由童贞女玛利亚所生。
With no earthly father.
他没有在这地上的父亲。
And I've said to my students, if you think about it, Jesus probably had some of his mother's very physical characteristics.
我曾经对我的学生说。也许耶稣有一些他母亲的这种特质或者性格。
Maybe her cheekbones, maybe her eyes, something about her. He would have favored his mother, but not Joseph, because Joseph was not his father. We understand that.
他也许会长着有一点点像他的母亲，但是他不可能会像约瑟，因为那并不是他的爸爸。
So by the age of 30 now, it's time for Jesus to go public, and he goes down by Jerusalem, where John the Baptist baptized him.
当主耶稣三十岁的时候，他也就公开的来到这个耶路撒冷，在路上他遇到了施洗约翰，约翰也为他施洗。
And all the gospel writers tell us, as soon as the baptism was over, the Spirit leads him into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
这个福音书都告诉我们说，当主耶稣受洗之后，就被撒旦带到这个旷野中受试探。
And I think this was an attempt on the devil's part to try to stop Jesus from getting to Calvary.
我觉得这是撒旦的伎俩，他要让耶稣没有办法达成他达到那个哥哥他的这个目的。
Remember, Jesus fasted for 40 days, and then he was hungry, and then Satan came along and said, "Turn the stones into bread, since you're hungry."
要记得主耶稣在那之前已经禁食祷告40天，他很饿了，所以撒旦来就对他说，你可以让石头变成食物。
That's Satan trying to short circuit the process.
撒旦就是想要来阻止主耶稣的这个工作。
Then he takes him to the temple and tells him to jump off, and the angels will catch him.
他也把主耶稣带到圣殿上，然后跟他说，你从这里跳下去吧，因为天使会接住你的。
Again, Jesus rejects the idea.
但是主耶稣拒绝了他。
And then he takes him up into a mountain and says, if you'll just fall down and worship me, I'll give all this to you. You won't have to go through all this suffering. I'll just turn the whole thing over to you. And Jesus said, get thee hence, Satan.
然后撒旦又把主耶稣带到山上，然后让他看地下的景象，对他说，你如果匍匐敬拜你，我会把这一切都给你，你没有必要在十字架上受苦。但是主耶稣说，撒旦，你离开我吧。
So he goes through 3 years of public ministry, doing all of his miracles and healing and preaching.
接下来在他这三年讲道、布道、行神迹的过程中。
And now we're approaching what Jesus called his hour.
经过了这三年之后，主耶稣来到了他所称的他的这个时间。
Again and again he talks about the hour. The moment is arriving for him to become the sin bearer of the world.He's about to be perfected as the Lamb of God.
所以他一次一次就提到说，这是他的时间，这是他的日子。他所指的就是他被钉在神的羔羊被钉在十字架上，担当世人的罪的日子。
So his goal is to make it to the cross.
所以他的目标就是要去死在十字架上。
And there he will perfect the plan of salvation.
这也能，因为只有这样才能实现那个伟大的救恩。
Satan has one more plan to try to interrupt the process.
所以撒旦就想要再一次去干扰他，让他不要达成他的目标。
And I think he used this company of the Greeks who came to see Jesus to try to sidetrack him.
我想撒旦就是通过这几个来耶路撒冷过逾越节的希腊人来干扰耶稣的。
Now who are these Greeks? What do we know about them?
这些希腊人是谁呢？
We don't know a whole lot. We know that they are coming up to Jerusalem for the Passover, so they've probably left behind their Greek religion and they've accepted Judaism, and now they're going to observe the Passover in Jerusalem, and that's why they are there.
我们并不关于这些希腊人，我们并不知道太多，但是我们知道他们离弃了他们希腊的宗教，接受了犹太教，所以他们来到耶路撒冷要过这个逾越节。
And so, being Greek-speaking Gentiles, I read to you, it says, and they came to Philip. Now, why would they go to Philip to get an interview with Jesus?
他们是说希腊语的这种外邦人，然后他们就来到腓力面前。他们为什么要去找腓力呢？
Then if you notice, it says, then Philip cometh to Andrew.
如果你看经文的话，他后面说腓力又去告诉安德烈。
You know what?
你知道吗？
Those are the only two disciples that had Greek names.
因为只有腓力和安德烈这两个名字在十二使徒中是希腊语的。
So since they're Greek speakers, it would make sense for them to go to somebody with a Greek name.
因为这些人是希腊人，所以他们去找这个有希腊语名字的人也是很顺理成章的。
And so the request is made to Jesus. Their request was, Sir, we would see Jesus.
所以他们就请求说，先生，我们愿意见耶稣。
I want to tell you about something that happened in my marriage.
我想要和大家分享我婚姻中的一件事。
How many of you ever go to Sam's Club? Anybody ever been to Sam's Club? Do you know what I'm talking about?
有人去过这个 Sam's Club 这山姆士超市吗？
My wife and I go to Sam's Club.
我妻子和我都会去这个山姆士超市。
She goes off and does her thing, and I go look at the computers and the electronics, and then we always meet at the books.
通常我们去的时候呢，我的妻子就会去买她的东西，我就去这个电脑啊、科技产品这些去转，然后我们最后去在买书的这个地方去见面。
So this day, I found my wife over by the table of books, and she's holding up this little book, and she says, "Honey, I'd like to buy this book."
有一次我们去到那儿的时候就，我见到她的时候，她拿着一本书跟我说，我想要买这本书。
Well, I looked at the thing and I said, "Well, honey, you don't buy devotional books in Sam's Club."
然后我看了那本书，我就跟她说，你不会想要在这个超市买一本灵修的书吧？
And the thing turns out to be a devotional book where every day there's a new devotion.
她手里，她跟我说的这本书是一本就灵修用的。每一天都有一小段话，一小段经文。
And speaking as a college professor, I said, besides, real men don't use devotionals anyhow. Therefore, whatever.
作为一个大学教授，我就跟他说，更何况我们真的不会每天都去翻这个灵修的书。
Now, truth be told, I do use devotionals, but the idea is you don't get your sermons out of devotional books or something. That's what I was trying to say.
我并不是说我从来不看这些灵修的书，我确实自己会看，但是我的观点是说，我的正道信息并不是从这些灵修的书籍里面抄来的。
So I said, she says, but honey, I really want the book.
然后我的妻子说，但我真的很想要这本书。
And my wife is a very unselfish person. She doesn't spend much money on herself.
我的妻子是一个很不为自己花钱的一个女士。
So when she wants something, I'll move heaven and earth to get it for her.
所以当她说她想要什么的时候，我会竭尽所能的去给她花这个钱。
I said, "Look, you want the book? We buy the book."
所以我就说，好吧，你想要这本书，那我们就买了。
So we took the book home, and for I don't know 5, 6, 7 months, I would see the book on the table, on the nightstand, on the coffee table. This book.
在买了这本书之后的5到7个月之内，我就经常会看到这本书。在我们家的各个地方出现。
And I would torment her about her book. I said, "How are you getting along with your book?"
有时候我就会跟她就是开玩笑，哎，你又看你的这本书呢。
Well, she said, "It's really good. You ought to look at it."
她会跟我说这本书特别好，你也要来看一看。
And I just teased her for probably a year.
我大概就有一年的时间我都在嘲笑她。
So out of curiosity, I picked it up one day.
但出于好奇，有一天我就终于的拿起了这本书。
And I was mightily impressed. I said, "Honey, this thing is dynamite."
我就被这本书就震惊到，我说，哎，这个书真的很好。
I said, "Where did we get this thing?" "Oh, yes, Sam's Club."
我们是从哪儿买到这本书的呢？哦，对，是那个超市。
Well, let me tell you a little bit what this book is like.
让我给你讲一下这本书是什么样的。
Some of you have seen the paintings by a renowned painter by the name of Thomas Kincaid.
你们有些人可能见过。
I see some heads nodding. You know, he's the famous painter of light.
你们可能有人见过这个非常有名的托马斯金凯德的画。
Whether it's the light coming through the trees or light coming out of the window or the sunset, he's great with light.
他是一个很有名的绘光大师，他非常善于画各种的光线，不管是日落啊、日出啊，还有各种的光线。
And he had something. This book was divided into sections, and each section had a new painting. And it was an Englishman by the name of Selwyn Hughes that wrote the book. That's not important. But Kincaid wrote a little introduction, and here's what I want to get from you from the introduction.
这本书上就有很多这样子的话，就每一个小章节都有一个这样子的话。然后其中在最开始的时候，托马斯就写到了一个小的简介。我想要给大家读这个小的。
He said, "I love to paint the light, but he said, in order to have light or heat, something must die."
然后在这个简介中，这个画家就说，我很喜欢画光线，但是在产生光或热之前， 必须有东西啊做出这样的牺牲或者死亡。
Whether it's the tree that has to die to give us the log that burns in the fireplace.
啊，不管是树还是木头，他们要死掉，然后让我们可以啊，这个产生火。
Or some kind of like whale oil. Maybe the whale has to die to give us the oil. In other words, something must die to give us light and heat.
或者说这个鲸鱼的油，我们要拿到鲸鱼的油，这个鲸鱼必须要死。所以说，得到任何的光和热之前，必须有这种牺牲。
We must destroy the log to enjoy the fire.
我们必须要毁掉这个木头，才能够享受到这样的火和光。
Something must be sacrificed to produce the life-giving heat and light.
为了产生给予生命的光和热，必须有牺牲。
And so we too must die in order to live to Jesus.
所以我们也是一样的，为着要向基督、向耶稣活。我们也必须要经历死亡。
I'm not talking about a physical death. I'm talking about dying out to ourselves.
我并不是说我们这个肉体的死，而是说我们向老我的死。
And through his crucifixion and resurrection, Jesus would give us the ultimate example of death producing life.
通过主耶稣被钉在十字架上和他的复活，基督已经为我们展示了从死亡进入生命的这个例子。
Jesus said, "Whosoever will lose his life for my sake will find it."
主耶稣说，凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
No death, no life. It's as simple as that.
没有死就没有生，就是这么简单。
And then come these Greeks saying, "Sir, we would see Jesus."
然后我们回到这个希腊人，他们就来到说，我们愿意见耶稣。
And we'll notice now that this sets off quite an emotional conflict for our Lord when this request is brought to him.
我们也看到对于我们的主来说，这个请求给他带来了一个很大的这个情感上的冲击。
Now we don't know for sure why these Greeks come for Jesus.
我们不知道为什么这些，确切不知道为什么这些希腊人来找耶稣。
Several writers suggest maybe they knew that his life was in danger if he stayed in Jerusalem.
有的学者说，也许这些希腊人知道耶稣的生命现在危险中。
If you count them in the Gospels, there were 7 different attempts for them to take Jesus, and they weren't able to get him. They grabbed for him, and they just come up with air, with nothing.
我们如果要去数圣经中的话，有七次人们试图要捉住耶稣，但他们都没有成功。
Since these were Greeks, maybe these were from Athens.
因为他们是希腊人，也许他们来自雅典。
Now, Athens was the seat of learning in the ancient world around the Mediterranean.
在古希腊的时候，这个雅典是这个知识之城，是在这个地中海附近的一个很有名的地方。
I tell my students in Athens, that's where Harvard and Yale of the Eastern world was found, the Princetons.
这也是这些很有名的这些学校，他们最开始都是由这个思潮引起的。
This much we know, whatever motivated them, their coming produced a powerful emotional response in Jesus.
我们不知道他们到底是出于怎样的动机来找耶稣，但是他们的到来确实让耶稣提出了这样的很有强烈情感的这样子的一个回复。
His response to them was this, unless a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it remaineth alone.
主耶稣的回复是这样子的。一粒粒子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
Maybe they were saying to him, "Come to Athens, bring your gospel to Athens. They're trying to kill you here in Jerusalem. We've got a philosopher's chair for you. We've got a philosopher's gown. Bring your gospel. We like new teachings in Athens. Come to Athens and live. Don't stay in Jerusalem and die."
他们也许是在跟主耶稣说来雅典吧，我们雅典很喜欢你这种新的教导，把你的。这个福音都带到雅典来吧，你会成为一个很好的哲学家，不要在耶路撒冷这样等死。
And this idea of him going to Athens is not as far-fetched as it might sound.
这种所谓的去雅典的这种想法或者说法，不是只是像我们听上去觉得这么不可能。
Several chapters earlier in John chapter 7, the writer said this.
在这个约翰福音中，作者也说到。
Jesus said something about going away. He meant he was going to depart, go back to heaven, but they thought he was going to go somewhere else.
主耶稣说到他要离开，他其实指的是说他要离开，去到天堂，去到天国。但是 使徒们人们却觉得他是要去到别的地方。
And John 7:35 said, The Jews said one to another, Where does this man intend to go that we will not find him? He's not intending to go to the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks, is he?
所以在约翰福音7:35就说到，犹太人就彼此对问说，这人要往哪里去，叫我们找不着呢？难道他要往散住希腊中的犹太人那里去教训希腊人吗？
So whatever the Greeks were after, their request to see Jesus sets off a tremendous emotional response in the heart of Jesus.
不管这个希腊人他们是要为什么来，他们的到来，他们的请求确实让主耶稣给出了一个很有情感的这个回复。
Let me read you John 12:27.
让我来读这个约翰福音12:27.
John said, Jesus said, Now is my soul troubled. Now what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I to this hour.
27节中说到，我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？父啊，救我脱离这时候，但我原是为这时候来的。
Now, if you're familiar with your Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you know that the first three, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all have long passages on Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
如果大家熟悉四福音书的话，我们可以看到，在四福音书的前三部，马太、马可、路加都有很大的部分提到主耶稣在克西马尼园的这个祷告。
Talks about Jesus leaving the eight at the outer gate and going farther in and three. Then he goes a stone's throw beyond them and prays. And his prayer was, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me.
他就主耶稣在克西马尼园中带着使徒进到那里，让使徒带在后面，他一个人去那里祷告说，若是可以将这杯离开我。
And John, who spends half of his gospel on this last week of Christ, never mentions Gethsemane.
但是约翰在他的这个福音书里面，他花了大半本书的这个篇幅来描述耶稣的受难周，却没有提到这个克西马尼园。
John is an older man now living in Ephesus when he writes his gospel of John.
当他写这个约翰福音的时候，他其实约翰其实年事已高了。
What he remembered setting off this emotional response was not in the Garden of Gethsemane, but when these Greeks came to see Jesus.
在他的记忆中，主耶稣这样子的回复并不是在克西马尼园，而是在这个希腊人来找他的时候。
And Jesus says, I must do the will of him that sent me. He said, is my soul troubled? But he says, for this cause came I into this hour, Father, glorify thy name.
他虽然心里忧愁，但是主耶稣这里也说到说，但我原是为这时候来的，父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。
So just as the log must die to give us the life of the fire, Jesus said, we must die that we might live.
正如木头死了，牺牲了，让我们有了光和火，我们也要借着死进入生。
He aligned himself with self-giving, not with self-saving.
他在主耶稣在这里要告诉我们的并不是自己自我的救赎，而是自我的奉献。
Naturally, as a human being, he would recoil at having to die on the cross.
作为一个这个人类，他其实去上十字架是一件对他来说很痛苦的事情。
Would he ask?Be excused from paying the supreme price?
他有求说不要这样做吗？
No, he said in verse 27, it was for this very purpose that I came for this hour.
没有，他其实在27节他说到，我原是为这时候来的。
And in his hands, as it were, he hands the Father a blank check signed in his own blood.
所以他交给他的天父的是一张用他的血签了字的空白支票。
How did he respond to this tremendous crisis? Philippians 2:8 tells us, And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
但主耶稣是如何面对这样巨大的痛苦和危机的呢？在腓立比书中说到，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死， 且死在十字架上。
A few closing remarks on these Greeks who came to Jesus.
我想要说，就是对于这些希腊人来说，他们来找耶稣。
You remember when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, there came wise men from the east.
大家还记得吗？在主耶稣刚刚出生的时候，有从东方来的这些博士。
We call them the wise men of the east.
我们称他们是从东方来的博士。
These people from these Greeks, I call them the wise men from the west.
对于这些希腊人的话，我说他们是从西方来的博士。
Now stay with me here. The wise men of the east, they came to find Jesus. It said they followed his star, and they come and find him in his humility as a babe in the manger.
这些从东方来的博士，他们照着这个星星的指引来到耶稣出生的地方。然后看到的是一个在马槽中的婴孩。
The wise men of the east see him in a manger. The wise men of the west see him in his humility on a cross.
在东方的博士他们看到的是这样马槽里的这个婴孩。从西方来的博士他们看到的是在十字架上的耶稣。
And they both come seeking Jesus.
他们都来寻求耶稣。
The wise men of the east said, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?"
东方的博士说，那犹太的王在哪里呢？
And the wise men of the west said, "Sirs, we would see Jesus."
西方的博士说，先生，我们愿意见耶稣。
The wise men of the east were given a star.
东方来的博士他们是靠着这星星的指引。
The wise men of the west were given a corn of wheat.
从西方来的这些博士他们得到的是这个麦粒的这个比喻。
Jesus said, "Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die."
主耶稣说，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
So you and I must die to self.
所以我们每一个人必须要向着自己死。
Now, the text that I emphasized, let us go on to perfection.
还记得我刚开始的时候强调的这一句。话让我们竭力进入到完全。
Which means let us go on and reach the goal.
意思就是说，让我们继续竭力，能够实现这样子的目标。
You and I have a goal to be Christ-like.
你们是不是有想要成为像基督一样的这样子的目标呢？
We have a goal to die out to ourselves that Christ can fully use us.
我们是否有目标想为对着自己死以？可以让耶稣用我们呢？
The Hebrew writer likens this to a Christian race. When you and I are serving the Lord, we start a race. We have a race to complete.
希伯来书的作者把基督徒的一生比喻成一就是跑步，或者说一场跑步的一个比赛。我们每一个基督徒都在这样子的路上。
Hebrews 12:1 says.Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
在希伯来书十二章一节中说道，我们既有这样多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
And this is a race, I'm happy to tell you, we all can win.
我要说的这个奔跑的路程是我们每一个人都可以得胜的这样的一个路程。
Let me close this little study with an illustration today.
在我们这个主日学的最后，我想要给大家来解释一下。
I love races.
我很喜欢这个跑步这种竞赛。
Not that I was any good at racing, but I enjoy a story about a race.
并不是说我自己跑很快，而是说我很喜欢读关于这样子的故事。
A number of years ago, my daughter bought me a book about the famous horse called Seabiscuit. Some of you know the story of Seabiscuit. I think it was made into a movie.
就是几年前我的女儿给我买了一本书，然后其中讲到的一个故事，后来编成了就是拍成了一个电影。
And there's something about me, I always root for the underdog.
就是我是一个很愿意为这个受害的或者弱势群体来说话的人。
So let me tell you about what happened in the Summer Olympic Games in 1968.
所以我想跟大家分享，就是在1968年夏季奥运会的时候发生的一件事情。
And with this story, we'll close.
我们就用这个故事来结束我们今天的主日学。
My wife and I lived in Wichita, Kansas for 4 years when I was in the Air Force.
我之前在这个空军的时候，我们在堪萨斯住过四年。
In 1968, I was just finishing my 4-year enlistment.
在1968年的时候，我就是在我们当时的第四年。
I discovered through the local newspaper that there was a fellow just out of high school who was a runner who was going to be competing in the Mexico City Olympics in the summer of 1968.
我当时就从我们当地的报纸中看到一个刚从高中毕业的人要去这个墨西哥城的奥林匹克奥运会去比赛。
I guess the challenge was Mexico City is a mile-high city, so for athletes that poses a special challenge.
对运动员来说，在墨西哥城举行的奥运会是很有挑战的，因为这个墨西哥城海拔很高。
Jim Ryan was the fellow's name, and he was going to be competing in the mile race.
这个 Jim 这个就是我读到的这个人，他要在这个马拉松比赛。
The Wichita newspaper reporters and photographers were out taking pictures of this guy early in the morning, running across the plains of Kansas. He's in training, getting ready for the race.
所以当时我们当地的这个记者就会拿着相机去拍摄他参赛之前训练的这些照片。
You know, Jim Ryan went to Mexico City and competed in the one-mile race, and he won the race, and he set a world record. He was the first one to beat the four-minute mile.
他这个 Jim 这个年轻人就去到了墨西哥城参加比赛，他参加的是这个1英里的比赛，他也赢得了冠军，并且打破了记录。
But there's another runner I want to tell you about that was in that Olympics.
但是我想跟大家分享的是这一届奥林匹克运动会中的另外一个选手。
This was an African fellow who was running for the country of Tanzania.
这是一个代表坦桑尼亚参赛的一个非洲选手。
His name was John Aquari.
他叫约翰阿赫里瓦。
Aquari has come to Mexico City that year to compete in what was called the 42-kilometer race.
这个阿赫里瓦他当时来到墨西哥城参加的是这个42公里的这个竞赛。
This is not like a 40-yard dash or a sprint. This is one of those long endurance races that lasts for hours.
这个并不是一个很短距离的比赛，而是一个很长距离的，要花几个小时来完成的一个项目。
42 kilometers is about 26 miles.
42公里大概就是26英里。
How would you like to run a race that lasts 26 miles?
你觉得跑这么长的路是怎么样的一种感受呢？
About two-thirds of the way back to Hope Sound, dear, that'd be a long race for us.
这大概就是从这儿跑回 Hope Sound 大概三分之二的距离。
Now this race was going to start in this huge stadium, and then it was going to go out of the stadium, through downtown Mexico City, and out into the suburbs, and then come back into the stadium.
这个比赛就是在这个运动场里面开始，然后运动员们要跑出这个场馆，然后跑到城市里，跑到墨西哥城里，然后最后再跑回这个场馆。
72 runners were going to compete in this race.
这个项目一共有72个运动员报名参加。
So the stadium is full. They do their first lap, and then they head out through the gate, and they're off through the city.
这个体育场坐满了人，这些运动员在体育场里跑完第一圈之后，就跑出去，跑到城市里。
They're competing, but they've got to hold back and reserve because it's going to be a long race.
他们在比赛在争抢，但是他们也要注意保持体力，因为这是一个很长的一个比赛。
It's not a sprint; it's an endurance.
这是一个很需要持久的一个比赛。
Somewhere about halfway through the race, these fellows got pushing to an inside corner and they started falling over each other.
大概赛程进行到一半的时候，他们选手中间发生了碰撞。
17 of them went down in a heap, including John Aquari.
有17个人就是因为这个碰撞摔倒了，包括这个约翰。
He actually dislocated his knee and he bruised his shoulder when he hit the pavement.
当他摔在路面上的时候，他的膝关节脱臼，然后狠狠的也摔到他的肩膀。
But badly injured, he stays in the race.
虽然他受伤这么严重，但他还是坚持的去参加比赛。
Long afternoon went by, and the evening shadows are starting to fall.
这个整个下午都过去了，都到了晚上的时候。
And finally, the winner comes through the gate back into the stadium. He won in 2 hours, 20 minutes, and 26 seconds. The winner.
终于，这个夺冠的这个选手经过两个小时二十分钟二十六秒的这个长途的奔跑，回到了这个体育馆。
He gets the gold.
他获得了金牌。
Some distance behind him comes the fellow who won the silver.
之后又有银牌得主进来。
And after a while, here comes the fellow who gets the bronze.
接着是铜牌得主。
Only 57 people are still in the competition.
只有57个人还在比赛。
After the first three got their recognition, the stadium begins to empty out.
在这个颁奖仪式之后，他们就场馆里的人开始慢慢的退场。
One by one, the other runners come in.
陆陆续续的有其他的运动员进入到场馆内。
Each time the crowd is a little more thinner and fewer and fewer.
随着这个时间的推移，在终点线围观的人也越来越少。
Everybody thought the race was over by now, and then finally, just as twilight is falling, the word goes out, wait, there's one more runner.
大家都以为这个比赛已经结束了，这个马上都要夜幕都要降临了，但是大家却突然得知还有一个人在跑。
Only a handful of people are left in the stadium.
大概只有十来个人还待在这个场馆里面。
3 hours and 25 minutes, John Aquari comes limping through the gate.
在奔跑了三小时二十五分钟之后，约翰终于来到了这个奥运会的终点。
Only a handful of people are down at the finish line when he crosses the line.
当他到达终点线的时候，只有几个人在旁边。
Now it's time to interview this fellow.
后来就有人采访了这个运动员。
So the cameraman and the interviewer stepped up to John Aquari and asked him a question.
所以这个记者就问约翰。
The sports announcer said, "Mr. Aquari, what in the world possessed you to stay in the race?" Knowing you were way out of the competition, you didn't have a ghost of a chance. Why did you stay in the race?
这个记者就问他说：“阿赫里瓦先生，你这个比赛一点赢的希望都没有了，你为什么还一直在坚持着跑？”
I like the answer, John Aquari.
我很喜欢这个约翰他的回答。
With a flash in his eye, he looked at that sports announcer.
就他看了一眼这个记者，然后说。
Listen to what he said.
然后听他说了什么呢?
He said, "My country didn't send me 5,000 miles across the ocean to start this race. They sent me 5,000 miles across the ocean to finish this race."
他说，我的祖国把我从五千英里之外送到这里，不是让我来开始比赛，而是让我完成比赛。
You and I have a race to run to win, a race to run.We can all win it. My text, let us go on to perfection.
让我们，你和我都有这样子的路程要跑，让我们可以去得到进入到那完全的地步。
With that, I think I'm finished. Shall we stand together?
让我们一起起立。
Let us have prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, one more time, we thank you for your presence and your help here today.
主啊，我们再一次的感谢你的同在和你的帮助。
I pray for each member of this Sunday school today who stayed for the lesson.
主啊，我为你而，我感谢你让弟兄姐妹们能够在这个主日学。
Help us each one to understand that there is a race to be run.
主啊，帮助我们明白我们要跑那摆在我们面前的路程。
We have an influence. People are looking on while we run our race.
我们